Alright, ready?
You got his skates?
Yeah.
Did you sense that the shorthanded goal was going to be as much a momentum changer as it was?
Yeah, you could tell how important it was for us, for the game. For a couple minutes, it felt like everything was working for them, and they got the building going, and then we kind of killed it and turned everything around. I think the entire building felt it. You know, we after that we started skating more. We killed that penalty off, and then we started to get our game going, and it was a big turning point.
You talk a lot about how special teams make such a difference in hockey, and you guys killed all of those penalties, the 5-on-3, and scored 2 power play goals. Could this be a snowball effect at the most important time of year?
Let's hope so. there's no secret. You know, special teams will play a big part moving forward. I think the power play looked great tonight. They were moving the puck really well and then creating chances. And we're just going to keep building from that. The penalty kill was really good. Obviously setting the tone on the 5-on-3 early on. So great to see a lot of good things tonight.
In terms of you getting where you want to be, was it kind of a strange game that you faced 17 of the first 21 shots in the game and then I think 2 of the next 17?
Yeah, well, a lot of games are like that. You go through stretches where you have a lot to do, and then there's minutes where you don't see any action at all. You just have to stay focused. You know, sooner or later they will get a chance. Like I said, I felt pretty good about my game. They had a couple minutes there where I was struggling a little bit with pucks going, you know, all over the place. But after that, we kind of settled things down. It feels really good. This week's been great for us. We're playing really well. We were doing a lot of good things, and now we have a couple of really big games coming up for us.
Yeah, you talk a lot about character. Is this another character notch for your team that you would come into two places and not suffer letdowns and come out with 4 points?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, come in here. We came in late last night, and a lot of things you can look at and have it as an excuse for, you know, being tired or not being ready to play against a team that's going to come hard. But guys stepped up, and like I said, that goal meant a lot to us. I think everybody felt like, okay, here we go. Let's play the right way. And after that, we kept coming.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
The goal, you mean the short?
Yeah.
Sure. You hadn't had one.
No, it was a big I think it was not the fact that it was shorthanded. It was just that we got a goal and we were in the game, you know, and kind of killed their momentum a little bit, their energy. That was the biggest thing. Not that it was shorthanded. Obviously, it was a big play.
The guys, well, it's so many power plays. It was the fifth in a row, I think.
Yeah. A couple calls were pretty tough to take out there, but again, we didn't get too frustrated. We just stay with it.
Do you feel like you're getting your groove back now? I know you're concerned about that. It seemed like it was really sharp tonight. You feel like it's coming back now?
Yeah, I think last few days, you know, I've been working on my game. A couple of details that maybe I let slide a little bit. And so the last two games, I felt pretty good. I don't know, the first one, kind of tough bounce on the stick, but
what can you do about it?
Yeah, it looked weird, but it was just a play where next time maybe you have a little luck there. But I just feel like my positioning is better. My timing has been better the last two games and in practice too, so I'm happy about that.
And what came back after you passed to the dropped here, then you were back in the net, like leaning back. You look like you're in SAG.
Your reaction.
Which one?
Your pass.
But it was so bad that I'm like, what am I doing out here?
Like, your reaction was hilarious.
Yeah, I'm like, why do I try to make a play in the middle? Just put it in the corner.
Why don't I just throw it in the corner?
Sometimes you think you can actually handle the puck, but then I realize I can't. So.
Leave it to Marty.
Yeah,
I just remember what happened to him in the Olympics, though, right, when you did that. Out of the air,
oh, you mean Marty Biron?
You mean Biron.
Ron Marty.
Don't talk about that, Marty.
Tell him I said that. Don't tell him.
43.
Ron